World Habitat Day comes at a time when the majority of the citizens in Harare Metro Province are experiencing accommodation shortages. There are reports of rampant corruption with regards to people on the housing waiting list by the Chitungwiza Municipality, the Harare City Council, and the other local authorities. Unfortunately, the City Council and the government have both not invested in developing land for housing development. Instead, they have left this responsibility to cooperatives, which are also being hindered by rampant corruption. Therefore, most people are not being able to access housing schemes or even claim ownership of the houses that they have.
An Amnesty International official says it's not a good excuse for the government to say it has no money or resources. What can you say about this?
From our viewpoint, government, if it is willing to provide housing, has the land, has the resources, but is unwilling to commit itself to doing this, given the number of people that are now residing in urban centers. What we are seeing here is a government that is mainly concerned with its power over the citizens. When the majority of the citizens have access to only housing, have been able to build their own houses, it would be difficult for a government that seeks to control them to actually control them, because they won't have the chance to take over those houses. So the best opportunities for these people to be lodgers and to be of no fixed abode, thereby they are easy to manipulate.